Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
248-539-9797. MLive broke the story in the Detroit News and I think the Free Press later on in this evening that Ann Arbor court records in the Mozzie Smith case were revealed. Now, it says Mozzie Smith had a magazine that held twice the standard number of bullets for a Glock 19 handgun when he was arrested, according to Ann Arbor court records. Now, I want to clarify one thing. Yesterday when the story broke, they said that the gun was loaded. The story has been updated. Ann Arbor police clarified it's not clear in the police report whether it was loaded or not. Whether that changes your opinion or not is up to you. He had two magazines holding 15 and 30 bullets in his pocket while his handgun and a 24-round magazine were in the car when he was pulled over. He was pulled over because he was allegedly going 50 miles per hour in a 25-mile-per-hour zone.
The report says that he was pulled over for going 35 to 45 in a zone.
Okay. All right. So we're going
to I think a lot of people got all up in arms because it was, you know, over 50.
Correct. So it's according to the there was one says 50, the other the patrol officer estimated his speed to be 35 to 40. Correct.
Yeah.
As the officer approached the car, Smith moved to put his Glock 19 handgun behind his seat. That's what the records show. Smith quickly confirmed his name, cooperated, and all that stuff. So there's some statements by his attorney, but attorneys are always going to, you know, stick up for their client. So his gun was not loaded in the vehicle. His attorney, John Shea, said the police report clearly says that the magazines were found separate and apart from the handgun itself. Now, when the actual police report will be revealed, I'm not really sure when that's going to happen. All that said and done, I'm assuming, and I'm going to use the word assume, that the information that I just read, that Jim Harbaugh, the Michigan Athletic Department, they knew when Mozzie Smith told them or somebody told them this is what happened that day.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to, and my feeling on this is he might not, you know, get any jail time, you know, charges of a felony, maybe, you know, drop to a misdemeanor. But if you're the coach of a football team and you one of your players, this happens, I think you have to suspend him, at least just for that one Indiana game until everything is cleared up. What's the harm in that?
What's the harm in letting it play out to let the judicial system do its job and then find out what it is? What charges is he going to face? What is it, a felony? Is it a misdemeanor? Why not let it play itself out?
Because he was arrested.
It was a non-violent crime.
He was arrested. And there's precedent. One of your teammates, Lloyd Carr, kicked James Whitley off the team for something similar, correct?
I don't remember what that was.
Yeah.
It was. Well, there's precedence for a different coach at a different time.
I understand that. But I don't understand why it's such a crime to suspend a guy for being pulled over for having a gun in his car with the magazine, with all the information that I just said. That's not good.
Well, we don't know what the police report says.
Okay.
I think when that comes out, we'll get a lot more clarity because the attorney, John Shea, is saying that it was in a case in the backseat of the back floor of his truck.
Okay.
Now, what has to be, and this is where, and I'm curious as to where it was and all this stuff, because they're saying, yeah, two clips were on his person. The size of the clips is irrelevant.
Okay.
And the other one was in the door. They're saying that this was an unloaded handgun that was in a case. Now, it does matter if it's a locked case or an unlocked case. And it does matter if Mozzie is driving and can reach that case. The gun has to be in a position or in a place in the car that is inaccessible by the driver.
Okay, so let me ask you a hypothetical question. Suppose the police report shows that, yes, he could have reached the gun. Things that are not good for Mozzie Smith, okay?
Yeah.
What would you do if you're Jim Harbaugh? Do you suspend him for the playoff game?
If it's a felony charge? If he gets charged with a felony at that time and we know all the details? Yes. Probably.
Okay. 248-539-9797. Did anything that happened yesterday was revealed change your position? To me, look, a lot of it is optics, especially with the magazines and things like that. I don't understand all of it. I admit my ignorance. But man, oh man, it just, and we'll find out whether it was really loaded or not. They said there was nothing in the police report that indicated either way. So we do have to wait for the police report.
Because we're hearing different versions of where it was, what was going on.
I don't know, and I know there are two separate instances. Okay, so let's say that. But the way Michigan reacted to what happened in the tunnel.
To a violent assault.
Let me finish. Not to the guy who, you know, Crum, who, nobody's defending him. But to sit there and say there should be, you know, charges, it was 10-on-1, things like that. I think that was a little overzealous of Jim Harbaugh and Ward Manuel. And you have this comes down, coaches.
A nonviolent crime.
Oh, I don't care if it's violent or not. To me, if you have the opportunity of having a gun, especially if it is loaded, I said if, to me, that's almost as bad as what happened in the tunnel.
Let me say this.
It might be, but to others, it's not.
My only thing with the tunnel thing, because they are two very different incidents. My problem is how that got pushed through the prosecutor's office in a couple weeks over there.
Right.
And the Michigan thing, nobody knew about until last week. That bothers me. I don't like whatever the procedure is there. They're two different things, and I get that. I really don't personally think the one is that much bigger of a deal to be pushed through. It was certainly prioritized. Right. It was.
There's no doubt.
Can I sit here and say I prove that? No, but I believe it was because it was pressured by the university to get it. I think it was a bigger public story because nobody knew of the other one.
Right.
Number one. I just think what came out yesterday reinforces my opinion that the right thing to do was to suspend him for the ANA game. Based on the timing of how this happened, the day before, the day you traveled, what time did they leave that day, do you think? Just a rough estimate.
4:30.
Okay. This happened 7 hours earlier. That if I was Jim Harbaugh and Ward Manuel, I think the safe way out would have been to just not play him, not let him travel, kind of think, hey, it is Indiana, and just let it be. Because I truly believe if they would have done that this is hardly an issue right now. Other than when it initially came out, I will give you that. When it initially came out, it would have been a big story. But then if going back and looking, oh, wow, they did discipline him. Okay, Jim Harbaugh and Ward Manuel aren't hypocrites. Okay, the prosecutor is really off the hook in this because Michigan did the disciplining. You know, and I think it would have been the smart thing to do.
Exactly.
Because it just it takes all this other crap away.
But you also have a kid that's been on campus for 4 years, never been in trouble, hasn't done anything even close to anything like this, makes a mistake, and you're going to – I think it's okay to say we're going to let this play out and see what happens.
Well, as far as kicking him off the team or something like that, yes. But one game, I mean, well, what's
John,
the harm?
I will even say this again.
So that's your standard? If this has happened, you want one game?
You want to
see something like that happen immediately?
I don't understand that.
When he hasn't been charged at that time.
When your player gets arrested for this, yes, you suspend a guy for a game. Yes.
He was pulled over at 9:35, right?
Yeah.
And he was on a plane 7 hours later. And then he played in a game less than 23 hours after he had just been pulled over.
No, it was more than 23 hours. Well,
he was
in the morning.
Released from jail.
Exactly. Okay, it was like 25 and a half, actually, or 26, whatever. Did the university have enough time to just make sure they knew everything? There was a risk they took.
Trusting Mozzie, sure.
Yeah.
When they said, hey, he told us exactly what happened, everything that went on. Yeah, they took some risk in trusting a player that they've known for 4 years, that they've built that trust up, that he's telling me the truth.
All right, we'll take your phone call, take a text as well. 248-539-9797.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.